A national coalition of gay and lesbian Catholic groups will hold workshops and discussions about homosexuality and faith during the week the Pope visits Philadelphia. WHYY's Peter Kermans reports that they will not be allowed to conduct those meetings at a Catholic church.
During the World Meeting of Families, the Catholic Conference before the Pope's visit in September, dozens of panels and workshops will address a range of religious issues. On top of that, a coalition of Catholic, gay, and lesbian groups called Equally Blessed is planning its own program off-site, specifically about gender identity issues. It had arranged to use the Church of St. John the Evangelist, two blocks from the convention center. One of those coalition groups is called New Ways Ministry. It's based in Maryland, and its director is Francis DiBarnardo. Last week, he got a call from the St. John's pastor.
The pastor called our office and said that he had received a phone call from an official at the Archdiocese of Philadelphia who said the Archbishop had seen the brochure about the gender identity workshop, and the pastor told us that the Archbishop wanted the program canceled.
That pastor, John Dea, could not be reached for comment. For his gay and lesbian program, DiBarnardo has secured another location, a Methodist church across the street from the convention center. While Pope Francis has made gestures toward the gay community, Philadelphia's Archbishop, Charles Chaput, firmly stands behind the Vatican's official position of not condoning same-sex relationships. The World Meeting of Families will host one session about gay and lesbian issues. It's called Always Consider the Person. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.